Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He came from somewhere back in the long ago. The sound of every fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once in her life, she musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted.
All right, Portland Trailblazers have got
a
double dip against the Pelicans.
Indeed. Not a back-to-back. But
No. Tonight and Sunday, they got the Pelicans, which means CJ McCollum going to be out and about, right? And that out and about on the town, showing his
teammates. I'm sure he'll probably go down to his vineyard.
Yeah.
It's 314 acres.
In beautiful Carlton.
Hmm.
Right in your neck of the woods.
It is. Yeah. Like 10, 12 minutes from my house.
Yeah, four blocks.
Oh. Somebody was asking me with the Warriors the other day where I lived. And I said, past Greg Popovich's vineyard, before CJ McCollum's vineyard, and Casey Holdall chimed in, and just down the street from Channing Frye's vineyard. I was like,
there you go.
It's disgusting how many NBA players have a vineyard or shares in vineyards with, like, around my house.
It is wine country.
It is.
I mean, I don't think it's because of your house.
I mean,
it's probably because of wine country.
It's because of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know, every time Pop comes here, he drops off a case of wine in the Blazers locker room.
But from his vineyard.
From his vineyard, yeah.
In
the little, hey, here's a little something from my backyard, fellas.
From here, I beat your ass, now get drunk.
Mm. Share it with your friends. Drown your sorrows in my wine.
Pelicans are already banged up. These two winnable games for the Blazers?
I mean, I think any game is quote unquote winnable.
All right, let's go through what the Pelicans are going through. They don't have a center.
I mean, they do in rookie Yves Missy, but they refuse to start him for whatever reason. Daniel Tice is 6'9" playing center, and then de facto Zion.
Okay. DeJounte Murray.
Out 4 to 6 weeks. He just had surgery on his left hand for a broken hand.
Broken hand.
Trey Murphy's going to be out for probably another month for a hamstring. So
they got Jose Alvarado,
mm-hmm.
CJ McCollum,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Ingram,
mm-hmm.
Herb Jones,
mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson.
Yep.
Yeah, they're beating the Blazers.
Probably. But, you know, they traded a little bit of depth in Dyson Daniels and Larry Nance Jr. in trading for DeJounte Murray. So, you know, losing DeJounte is obviously that leaves a hole. But now CJ McCollum is, you know, perfectly capable of starting and filling that. And I think fully healthy and optimized, the idea was that CJ moved to the bench and sixth man. I don't think he was quite ready for that role.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
nobody.
The staggering majority of guys was like, "Well, Manu did it." I'm like, "Yes, the one person in the history of the NBA who willingly and wanted to come off the bench."
Okay, isn't this though where the Blazers zigging while everybody else is zagging? Blazers are actually really big.
They are actually the biggest team in the league now.
And when they're going to roll out a team that goes 6'8", 6'6", 6'8".
I mean, you know,
6'3",
the Blazers, are you talking
5'11"? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're tiny.
They go 5'11", 6'3", Jose Alvarado. Mm-hmm. I will not call him 6 feet.
No, he's not.
5'11".
He's my height.
6'3", with CJ, okay?
And he's
Brandon Ingram is 6'8".
Yeah.
He's ever better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Zion is 6'6", and then Daniel Tice is 6'8".
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Trailblazers are 6'4", 6'7", 6'9", 6'9", 7'1".
Now, 3 greater than 2.
Mm-hmm. The math problem, it's going to be persistent all season long.
Blazers can't shoot. They got shooters.
Mm-hmm.
To quote Hassan Whiteside.
We got shooters.
They got shooters.
Brandon Ingram in his first game, and you know he's going to be a free agent, and this is his woo, his courting. I saw some people say, "Well, the you know they sh- teams are going to be disappointed they didn't buy low on Brandon Ingram. I don't think anybody is going to be disappointed they didn't buy low on Brandon Ingram. Him taking more threes makes him more valuable, but he still stops the ball, and defensively he kind of wanes. His consistency of effort is always a thing, and I don't think he's a guy that's worthy of a max contract. But hell hath no fury like an NBA player in a contract year. That's just NBA players in contract years are like there's a it's a dark thing in the league. Teams when they're truly in the midst of competing, they want guys in contract years.
Yeah,
they don't want to.
Oh yeah,
like that is something they're battling, and I think Joe Mazzulla is doing a great job of it in Boston right now. Tatum and Brown and White and Drew, they've all just gotten paid.
Mm-hmm.
They've all just gotten paid. Dealing with that, like it says nothing of them if they dropped it a notch, because that's natural. When you take the next step and you have that security, you do go,
yeah,
all right, I'm good for a little bit.
I think the entire media calling all of those guys overpaid, though, is probably what what Joe Mazzulla's using.
But you're not wrong. I mean, you heard what he said at Shoot Around the other day, right? We're all going to die soon anyways.
Yeah.
He said something along the lines of...
He's a psychopath.
Oh, he is. He said, and when I die, I'm not inviting any of you to my funeral.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, God.
He also...
I hope they play The Town at your funeral.
The royal family was in, like, Boston or something, and they asked him about the royal family, and he was like, Jesus? That's the only... Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? He goes, that's the only royal family I know.
God. Like, you know what sort of psychopath you have to be to have that pocketed?
I will say this. That may be the most American thing Joe Mazzulla could have ever said.
You're not wrong, but to have that be an actual response that you give is crazy.
We didn't throw the tea in that haba right over there to sit and bow our knee to the king and queen and the princes and the princesses. People are saying, hey, wow, Joe Mazzulla, tone it down, going biblical here. I think he's just saying... America.
America. Also never going to tone it down. It's not an act either. He's cuckoo.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, he's certifiable. It was funny. I was talking to one of the Blazers development coaches the other day before the game. You know, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, hey, just controlling what I can control. And I'm like, man, it is game one, and we are that deep into coach speak. He's like, it's not coach speak. You got to believe it.
You got to believe it.
I'm just like, but that's the thing is, like, the positive affirmation stuff is so fervent in professional sports because it is such a huge, huge deal, particularly in sports like baseball and basketball, where there's so many games.
Yeah.
You got to just keep it going, and you got to keep that stuff. And I was like, you know what? I know, like, I'm giving you crap. I know it's not fake. I know that. But, like, I'm still going to give you crap because I'm going to laugh at it.
Yeah. One other note on the Blazers. The Blazers officially have the worst defense in the NBA through one game.
Yeah, and it actually got 1 point worse.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're the only team in the NBA to allow 140 points per game this season because D'Anthony Melton got one extra free throw.
Yeah, they
in the box score. They didn't lose by 30. They lost by 36, not 35. All right. That makes us all feel better.
Pushes that opening home loss, worst of all time, a point higher.
It sure does.
Mm. Like that?
No, I don't.
Coward.
I don't.
Just makes the bounce back that much better, right?
I would prefer this team lose by 5 instead of...
Line is 6.5 tonight with the 36. Pelicans, which I thought was interesting. The Warriors had a 6-point line and the Pelicans have a 6.5 point line.
3 greater than 2.
I think...
They're going CJ revenge game.
I think... Sure. I'm interested to see how Tumani does on him tonight.
All right.
By interested, I hope he puts him in a straitjacket.
Maybe does the same thing he did to Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah. Little. Oh, no, don't hurt CJ. He's just a little teddy bear.
What? Draymond didn't get hurt.
No, but Draymond's also a lot bigger than CJ.
I like CJ. CJ played a lot of really good basketball here.
He did.
For this team.
I will not argue that point.
He, and I think we should applaud that. He's now in New Orleans, and.
Sure.
I have zero axe to grind with CJ McCollum.
Great.
I mean, you probably feel differently.
No, we're good there.
I mean, I didn't pay him that money.
I know.
You didn't pay him that money.
I don't know. Not at all. CJ and I have gone back and forth more than a few times. It's a, I would say it's a love-hate relationship. It's more of a hate-hate relationship.
All right.
But we acknowledge it.
Well, you know what? You got your axes to grind with folks, and that's fine.
We both give each other the limp wristed handshake.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. It's about who can make who feel more
just
awkward.
Dead fish
oh,
each
yeah.
other.
100%. You just stick it in there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.